All right, we're back live now with Damian Capone, one of the captains of Amesbury High School. And Damian, welcome to MSO. We just talked with Nick a little while ago about Amesbury football, and I don't want to ask you the exact same questions, but I will start with the first question is being a captain on Amesbury. I want you to tell me what that feels like, especially looking back your freshman year and how far away being a senior was, because I know you remember being a freshman like it was yesterday. So what's that whole feeling like?
No, yeah, that's crazy. Like, going back 4 years from now, I would never think we'd be in the position we are now. And we did have leaders coming up when I was a freshman, when the seniors that I was, like, looking up to. And I, like, very much, like, kind of put my feet, like, right back in their boots, mm-hmm. or at least trying to. And day by day, just trying to, like, just set an example like they did to me.
Excellent.
I don't know.
David, this is Tim Curtis. I mentioned to Nick earlier that Amesbury has a very proud athletic tradition. Not a big school, but a school that has always been competitive across the whole spectrum of interscholastic sports. And like every school, you guys have had some you down years. But in the last couple of years, there's been a big uptick in the success of the various programs at school.
Yeah, so the big thing that comes with that is literally just straight up, like, we practice so hard. And we spend so many hours in the weight room that, like, no matter what, we're going to fill the positions we need and when we need them. So, like, we might not have the body types for, like, most positions. Like, I play D-line. I'm, like 175, 180. But, like, we make it work. It's all heart and hard work.
Okay, well, if you're on the D, you got to tell me a little bit about the D and the offense, because during the tournament, I mean, you got 49 points against, you got 44 points against Millbury, and you had 24 against Boston Latin. The Millbury game. Tell me a little bit about that, because that propelled you into the Final Four. Got to be a great benchmark for Amesbury football.
Yeah. So coming into that game, we knew that it was going to be a difficult game. They're very well coached and a very good team, and the whole point behind it was literally just like standing our ground and knowing that we're the tougher team. So overall, we just kind of had to stand behind our freaking walls and push forward. So overall, I feel like we knew that we were going to be the tougher team, and I feel like they haven't played a team like us yet, so it was kind of a wake-up call for Millbury.
Yeah, and they were number five, you were number four, and you got to play number one. We'll talk about that in a minute. Did we lose you, Tim?
Yeah, we did there for a second.
Okay.
I know so much about team sports is about mentality and going into a game believing that you're the better team, and I've had that experience in high school and in playing American Legion baseball, where we were good. We knew we were good. We knew we could win every time we walked onto the field or onto the court. But it's a quiet confidence that you have to have. It can't be outward gloating or things like that. It just has to be that level of confidence that can propel you through the tough situations. That's what you guys find you have?
Yeah, so we go through the same practice routine every week, no matter what team we play. And all we do is make adjustments to it. And we have the confidence behind our defense as one base team that we just have to trust each other every week. So by us trusting each other, we feel like there's no team that can beat us when we have our base defense and everyone knows what they're doing.
What's a day like in the life of Damian Cooper as a senior at Amesbury High School during football season? What's your schedule like on a typical day?
So we go through school like a normal day, and coming into the locker room, just asserting, like, just overall knowing where we have to be and when we have to be there. Practice, we have film pretty much every day. We have lifts after practice, before practice sometimes. Like, overall, it's just knowing that we have to, like, accomplish our goal every day and one step closer every day to coming with the win on Friday night.
Tim?
How many guys are on the team?
So I think at the beginning of the season we had around, like, 50. But now I believe we have around, like, 47 healthy right now, 48, 46, somewhere around there.
That's still a good number. I know that there's some local high schools that don't have those kind of numbers, and it definitely can impact your ability to be successful, because you're limited by the number of replacements you have to replace injuries and quality people to go into those positions. So you guys have been in a pretty solid situation all season long.
Yeah, so last season we came in, I believe, somewhere around like 35. So after our good season last year, I believe a couple kids transferred from Whittier, and we have a lot of freshmen coming up this year, which very much helps for scout and all that stuff too. So it's been great.
Tell me about that aspect of being a captain, because when you're a freshman, you got to fight for every inch. If you have a freshman team, great. Chances are you're probably not going to play in the varsity as a freshman, but you really want to. And then as you climb the ladder, it gets harder and harder until you make it. And then when you get there, you're not ready to give it up to somebody else, but you still have to deal with teammates. So what's it like, going that transition from freshman to where you are now? But now you have to deal with freshmen. You have, as a captain, you have to being a mentor for them, I guess. What's that like?
So day by day, we kind of just assert ourselves as knowing where, like, no matter where we are in the depth chart, it's literally all about just putting your place in, like putting like the work in, no matter where you are, and knowing, even though you might not touch the field, you're helping the team substantially by practicing and playing with the varsity players.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if you're on the scout team, we look at that as like just as important as playing on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter where you are on the depth chart, it's just overall, like, you just need to be a team player consistently, and that's how you get on the field and show yourself.
Excellent. I don't know if
you stopped looking at schools yet.
No. So overall, I think I'm going to go into the trade after high school.
Uh-huh. Hey, nothing wrong with that, my friend. You'll be making a whole lot more money than a lot of people with college education.
Yeah. I've gotten into, I haven't gotten a response back, but I've emailed the union and gotten, my grandfather has put in a good word for me since he's been in there for a couple of years now, like 50-something years.
What trade?
Electrician.
Of course. Absolutely. So have you done a lot of work already as an electrician?
I've been with him on a couple of jobs, but I've seemed to really like it.
Excellent. That's great. Well, you know what? Finally, what's this week mean for you guys? Talking with Nick, he was saying you're a pretty tight team, and how do you work together? Do you go to dinners, or you have get-togethers after practice, after the game? How's that work?
Yeah, so our entire senior class has been really close, even through like Little League and middle school and all that stuff. So we have spaghetti dinners every Wednesday. So after practice, we have a team dinner at somebody's house, normally a captain or a senior. So we all go, even like the freshman, sophomore, so we can bond and start to love each other and be as much of a team as we can.
Before I get turned over to Tim for a final thought, my daughter played lacrosse at Gloucester High School, and her senior year we had to host a spaghetti dinner for the girls' lacrosse team. And I cannot believe how much they could woof down, so I can imagine what you guys do to somebody's budget.
Well, it's actually wild. we go through so much. I thank the parents and I thank the coaches for like letting us have everything. And I believe next week we're going to the Polish Club and having a coach spaghetti dinner with all the players too. So it's gonna be great.
Fantastic, Tim.
Rick, you were given a question. You asked his co-captain Nick for a question to ask Damian. And he really kind of disappointed me, because I really wanted him to, give a stumper question for Damian, and something that really would have put him on alert, But he came up with a nice, safe question, so why don't you ask that one to end the interview?
I thought I did. You ask it.
Did you?
I thought so. I thought it was about the feeling of going into this week's Final Four. But that does, that does bring up a question that I always wanted to ask, and you don't have to answer it, Damian. But sort of a funny thing is, like, what can you tell me about Nick that we don't know? A good quality about Nick that we don't know. And then I would also have him ask you, what can he tell us about you, a good quality that maybe not everybody knows? So let's do that. What's a good quality about Nick that maybe isn't obvious to everybody?
Nick's silent but deadly.
Okay, well done.
He really is.
All right.
He doesn't talk much, but when he does, he's a leader about it.
I love it.
And when he, like, when he gets taunted before a game, it's game over.
What'd you say, Tim?
He did say that, but he wasn't the noisiest person.
Right.
He's leading by example.
Yeah, he's been a stud for us.
All right, so what about yourself? What can you tell us a quality about yourself that isn't obvious to everybody but that you're proud of?
I feel like I just don't really back down or really don't, like, I don't acknowledge that someone's better than me. I try to win my ones. So, like, if I'm going up against somebody, I'm not going to tell myself that they're better than me or that they're stronger than me or they're, like, anything like that. So I look at, this, like, a person that's 6'6", 300 pounds, like, the same thing I'd look at, like, a 5'6", 185 person. Like, overall, everyone's the same, in my opinion. And I could handle my own.
I think that's being competitive. Tim, final thoughts?
If you're going to take on that 300-pound guy, just get him in the hips and turn him.
Exactly.
technique. Hey, great talking with you, Damian. Congratulations to you and the team. Good luck this Friday night against West Boylston. You guys have to travel to Lowell for a 5 p.m. start. And make sure that the... you get a good turnout. The whole student body shows up for you guys.
Yeah, it was great talking to you guys, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Great talking with you. Take care.